Yeah, so let's continue in a laughter meditation. Is that too? And that's really symbolized all the joy that we're having, the elation and the celebration and the blessings from Pele, from Gaia, from the wind, from the sun that cleared up for us with the help of Kahuna Kale and Makua and the ancestors and beings of light that all surrounds us and supporting us in this beautiful 33 souls of circles that began our tour so long ago. And we're gathering here in a sense of a journey that we did, coming, as Monica said, into a place of renewal, rejuvenation, new energy, a new beginning, a new place where, a new stepping stone where we can begin and look into our life from a different perspective, as we shared through the journey on our canoe bus. There was the theme of relationships, where this is an opportunity for each and every one of us to look now deeply into our relationship with ourselves, with our partners, with our family, with our ohana, with our communities, with our co-workers, with our animals, and with Gaia, and with all that around us, and anything that needs adjustment, calibration, balance, harmony, bringing in new, renewed energy to that relationship, to be something has to release so something new can come in into our field, into our life, so that it affects all those around us from our field, from our Merkaba, from our inner power source, our inner Pele energy, the power that she has, as in Monica said, also the softness, the compassion, the deep presence of our soul that is there. So let us take a deep breath, or a giant breath with the wind that is here. Feel our lungs, feel our every cell of our body and our being, and breathe it deeply. There is no mistake that each one of us is here in this specific group of souls that come together to do this group light work, light earth work, by the sacred sites of thousands of years that ancestors here on the Hawaiian Islands came, and also Lemurians must have been here and doing other things as well, you know, when the mountain shape was different, and star mothers were here and with their teachings and the days we had there. So let us bring all that awareness into our consciousness, feeling the presence of those that came before us, that they are still here, and their processes, their wisdoms, their knowledge, their understandings meld into our presence here. And allow yourself, again, as that was the theme of this journey as well, allow yourself, open up yourself to the greater you, to the divine you, to the beauty and immensity and the blessings that comes with the mist right now.
Yeah. Blessing rain.
Take that all in as we are going to proceed and listen to the messages.
And so very briefly, before we hear from Kryon, I ask you to breathe through your nose and expel through your mouth. We're going to make the sound ha, and we're going to do it three times with power. Breathe in. Ha. Breathe in. Ha. Breathe in. Ha. Beautiful.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service.
For all those listening, the group stands at the edge of the caldera again. This has been something that has been very common to those who would travel to this island. Kilauea, as well as the other volcanoes on this island, represent an energy of Gaia called Pele. Pele, they would say, is both the creator and the destroyer. A balance, like any other energy of Gaia, a balance. But for all of you, for those listening, it's an opportunity, perhaps like no other some of you have ever had, to capture this energy in a way you may not realize. The capturing of this energy today, right now, would be as follows. What is it in your life that you would like to destroy? What is it you would like to create? Now is the time. You sit in an energetic place designed for consciousness and Gaia and the earth and all that is spirit to harmonize together to create and destroy. Now is the time. Think about your life. What is it you would like to get rid of? Truly. Is it fear? Is it disappointment? Is it something that you would like to eliminate that has plagued you or been with you or is not part of you that really, really emphasizes your magnificence? I would love you to visualize right now the destruction of that. This is the place. This is perhaps why you came. This is the place. What is it you would like to create? And I want you to go to a place of creation that is grander than just something you'd like. Some of you say, well, I would like a friend. I would like a relationship. I would like a this. I would like abundance. Why don't you say, I would love to create peace in my life where all these things will take place when they should? Are you aware that the things that you might carry with you block the things that you wish to create? It's almost like you've got a vehicle that has a very small opening and there's something in the opening. And you've got to destroy whatever it is in that opening. Take it out. Get rid of it. Cast it away before the beautiful thing that you wish can enter. That is the human being, blocked almost completely sometimes by subconscious things. What if you'd like to get rid of what you were told that keeps you from moving forward? What if you carry a lineage and you can't get past that because of something that blocked it? Maybe it's something that happened that keeps you stuck. This is the place to get rid of it. This is the place. You might say, well, does that mean I can't do it other places? No, I'm telling you that you've come to this place which was designed for this, for you. Take advantage of it now, if you wish to. I would love to see every single one of you here with me feel the peace that is yours to have, to feel comfortable for the future, which some of you are not, to feel in a place where no matter what happens tomorrow, it's a place you've already visited and set up for yourself. How about that one? That, my friends, is doable in so many ways. Can you project a smooth road for yourself in front of yourself in what you call your future? And the answer is yes.
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 Yes. How many of you give allowance right now for all of this? Now is the time. Now is the time. If you've come for a healing, now is the time. That means you cast away the things that don't belong in you and accept the things that do. Your magnificence is seen by Gaia, who wants to take your hand and harmonize with every single one of you. Congratulations for standing in this place, for being in this place, for having that which is the intuition that got you here. And now you're here. Take advantage of this time right now. All of you. That's the message. It's not a long one, but it's a powerful one. For every single one here, I am crying in love with you all. And so it is.